Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is Jerry Jones suddenly becoming likable? Not in the sense that, like, he's a happy-go-lucky, fun guy that you would want to share a cab with, but in the modern, digital, internet age, when it's really all just about dunking on your rivals, trolling fans, and just being generally entertaining. If you haven't seen the video yet, Jerry Jones is catching a lot of flack. He's catching a lot of heat from up in his bougie press box, in his bougie suite, looking down on fans. Jerry Jones is throwing birds at people. And if you haven't seen it yet, go find it. It's great. He's standing right there at the window, and the windows are open, by the way. It's the kind of suite windows that do slide down, kind of like the old school bus windows. Dewey knows all about those, except the buses that he sees them on are short. They have fewer windows. But there's probably, in this camera angle, there's 5 or 6 fans who are turned around filming Jerry Jones, which I'm sure is probably kind of par for the course. Kind of happens all the time. Dak Prescott throws a touchdown, extends the Cowboys' lead, and Jerry Jones gives a thumbs up, flashes a quick bird, and then points like, hey. Now, Jerry, unfortunately, Cole, is not owning this bird. Jerry is saying, it was unfortunate. It was accidental. I was trying to transition from a thumbs up to a point. And somehow the middle finger came out. I don't know. Can I give a bird on the stream? Am I allowed to do that?
I don't see why not.
Tolos, would you be offended by that? Dewey would.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think there's a stream police, is there?
I don't know. Well, it is the internet. I don't think FCC has any rights over this. But he does this, and then he tries to transition to the finger point, but he goes, It's not like the finger is just pointing right at the people down below. He like drops the hand like a and then he turns to a point. I love it. I love that he did this. I just hate that he denied that it was intentional, because it sure as heck looked intentional to me.
So I'm confused as to why people are upset about it. Like, what is wrong with Jerry
Jones?
Because
it's conduct unbecoming of an owner.
Well, guess what? If that's the worst conduct my owner has against him, we're in really good shape, because it's not. Okay?
He could have thrown a drink on somebody.
He could have. And let's be honest, he's done a lot worse. Heck, we've all done a lot worse. My God. He flipped somebody off and we're freaking out about it.
What's worse than the bird? The double bird?
I guess so. And I mean, that's their biggest rival, the Eagles, the Birds. words. I mean, come on. Jerry Jones has a past of doing all kind of crazy sorts of things, and we're getting upset about him flipping a bird to somebody. I got flipped 9 birds on the way here today driving up 85, right? Who cares? It's flipping a bird. I mean, people are so sensitive. And then, I mean, are we really? We're going to find a guy for it? I mean, that's where we are now?
So last I saw, and when I was kind of thinking about what I wanted to talk about and how I wanted to bring this up, the NFL had not decided if they were going to find Jerry or not.
Yeah.
Well, it seems, and this is literally in the last couple of minutes, it's been posted $250,000 for flipping a bird. I'd say, look, if I was Jerry, I'd lean into it at this point. I'm like, yeah, I meant it. Find me. I got billions. Your $250,000 is couch cushion money to me.
$250,000. I guess is this just like the NFL saying we have to do something, so we're just going to find him a little $250,000. And I know $250,000 to us is a grand amount of money, yeah. But to Jerry Jones,
pay off my house.
Right, $250,000 is nothing. So I don't know. What's the point in really finding him $250,000? What's the point?
Well, the question is, how are you even going to find him? Like, are there NFL distributions to the Cowboys that they're just going to subtract $250,000 from? Because I guarantee you there is nobody with a shield on their shirt and sure as hell ain't going to be Roger Goodell knocking on Jerry Jones's door. Heck, he probably can't even get on the block that Jerry Jones lives on. And saying, hey, Jerry, I need you to cut me a check. $250,000, let's go.
So let me ask you, this is a serious question. It's a fine for an owner to flip somebody off? Like, that's
crazy to me. I would
assume
that there is some kind of morality clause, like conduct unbecoming. God. Players have it in their contracts. They have it in their – I'm sure we have something similar to that in our contracts and say, hey, you can't do anything that embarrasses the league. I mean, if it's – you can't do anything to embarrass the franchise, it's his franchise.
And the thing about it is the NFL is probably going to make – a little bit of money off of this. The fact that, you know, people are talking about it. I mean, the NFL's going to make something off of it.
If I'm Jerry, I'm countering this and saying, you know what, NFL? I'm going to find myself $500,000. And he'll just take it from one hand, put it in the other hand. Take it out of one pocket, put it in the other pocket.
See, I think he should deliver the $250,000 in pennies. Put it in pennies and set it at the front doorsteps of the NFL headquarters. What are they, New York? Is that right?
Turning into an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You didn't watch Seinfeld. There was that one episode where Kramer walks around with like $100 worth of pennies in his cargo pants.
Okay. Well, I think that's a brilliant idea. $250,000 in pennies. Actually, better than that, take your helicopter that you have, Jerry, and what's that one movie where they have all the cash and they're trying to make it over the mountain with a helicopter and they don't? They land in some little foreign village. Put the pennies in a big, huge, whatever it is.
What movie is that?
Yeah, I don't know, so I can't remember the name of it. Anyways, put the pennies underneath the helicopter, drive the helicopter to New York, lower it down, and set it right on the front doorsteps. $250,000 in pennies.
Whoa. You know, New York doesn't have a great history of people flying objects into the city. That's not a good. I don't know if that's a good idea. And you certainly can't drop them, Cole. You can't pelt the people of New York City.
I think you should
with Abraham Lincoln.
I think you should. I mean, do you know how?
Just go drop it on Goodell's lawn. How about that? Make him go pick it up.
That's 25 million pennies.
What does that even look like?
25 million pennies. What would that? That's a great question. Could you fill this room right here that we're sitting in, this small studio, with 250 million pennies? That's what it equals to, if I'm not mistaken.
250,000.
Uh-huh.
Times 100.
Should be 250 million.
It's 250. Yeah.
Or 25 million. 25 million. Yep.
How large? 25 million
pennies.
Pennies B.
That's a question for ChatGPT right
AI
there.
This is AI here, yeah. Okay?
It says, 25 million pennies.
For 25 million U.S. pennies, which would be worth $250,000, the sheer size and weight would be impractical for any ordinary collection or transaction. The total volume would be approximately the size of a small school bus.
No.
Bringing it all full circle,
no.
A short bus. Dewey's short bus. Pennies stacked up together.
No.
That's how big it would be.
It says on I Asked ChatGPT, it says it would be 137,000 pounds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So that equals, Diesel, that equals 68.9 tons, roughly the weight of a loaded semi-truck.
God.
Of pennies.
I would
back him up on Roger Goodell's stupid little
release
doorstep.
Release him on his lawn. Make him go out there and rake up all those pennies. I mean, you want my money? Here's how you get it, Roger.
Pennies. I love it. I mean, what are we doing here? Flip, Jerry, that is the most, what's the word here? That is the most ethically moral thing Jerry Jones has ever done is flip somebody off compared to what I mean, it's flipping a bird and we're going to find somebody to it. I know 250K is nothing to Jerry Jones, but still, I think it's kind of outlandish to find an owner in the NFL with all the past, Diesel, and all these owners. We're going to find an owner for flipping somebody off.
Sports Talk on the Fan Upstate is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Ooh, Kane had a good idea on the stream. He says Jerry could sell shirts of him flipping, like that picture. Take that picture of him flipping a bird. Hey. Oh, he would have those shirts. He'd have that $250,000 raised in less than an hour. Are you kidding me?
The Boz?
I'd buy one.
The Boz that was selling I Hate the Boz t-shirts? He was selling the t-shirts to the fans of the opposing teams that hated him.
If you sell them for $10, that's 25,000 people.
Done.
You know, I mean, that
I'd give them away.
I mean,
I'd put them out on every chair inside Jerry World next home game. I would make sure. What does Jerry World hold? 70,000 ish, roughly.
Let me see.
I put 70,000.
Oh yeah, put them
Jerry
on the backs
Jones
of the seats.
Flipping the middle finger t-shirts out on seats. You got to make them all 2 or 3 XL because I mean,
would,
it is Texas.
Would he get fined for that? Taking that shirt, seating capacity 80,000.
Okay.
So putting 80,000—that's
80,
a good question.
Triple X t-shirts.
That's a great question.
3 XL is what I meant.
Would he get fined for that?
Oh man!
Hey Roger, you don't like it now? 80,000 of my fans are gonna have a t-shirt on of me flipping a Jets. And another thing, it's the Jets.
To me, it makes Jerry less likable again that he is trying to say I didn't mean it. I didn't do it. Lean in, Jerry. Lean in.
Steven probably told him not to lean into it, you know? God. Don't pour gasoline on this thing, Dad.
I'm just trying to think. Like, think about all the owners. God, I'm blanking on his name now. The guy that used to own the Knicks. All these terrible owners, the ex-owners.
Snyder from the
Dan Snyder.
Yeah. Redskins.
Like, did any of those guys ever do anything that was actually likable? Like, everybody thought they were drugs. And I know, it's probably not right to put Jerry Jones in the same category as those guys. But, I mean, did they ever do anything that was likable?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Has Dave Tepper ever done anything that was likable? outside of donating Bank of America Stadium for that concert for Carolinas, has Dave Tepper done anything that's inherently likable?
That's a good question. Dave Tepper, what is...
I mean, I'm thinking back to that time when he barged in on the Dilworth Neighborhood Grill. Great restaurant. I've been there, so I can give you a real review.
Yeah.
And he took the hat off of the host or the hostess's head, and it was a Philadelphia Eagles hat. I mean, it would have been more likable thing for him to do if he had gone in there, taken the hat off, and said, nobody wears an Eagles hat in my town.
Yeah, so let me ask you this question before we move on from Jerry. Do you remember the alleged daughter lawsuit from a couple of years ago? This was like two or 3 years ago. So I'm 29, right? And Diesel was born in July of 96. The Cowboys won their last Super Bowl in February of 96. So there was a woman. There is a woman.
So they've been terrible your whole life.
Whole life. They have not made it back to an NFC title game. Alexandra Davis was born the same year as me. She's my age. She claims that she's Jerry's daughter, and her mom, I think, was a flight attendant in the same city the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. So Alexandra Davis sued Jerry Jones in 2022, just a few years ago, in a state court in Dallas, seeking a judgment that a 1998 agreement entered into when she was 2 years old that was not yet enforceable. So the agreement required Alexandra and her mother, Cynthia Davis, to keep silent about Jones' alleged paternity in exchange for financial support. So basically what that means is Jerry was giving him money to keep quiet about it. And allegedly, she is Jerry's daughter. That happened with a flight attendant right about the time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. She was born the same year as me.
And
she
why didn't you try to date her when you were in Dallas?
I did. I mean, couldn't find her.
It's a heck of an investment opportunity right
there. Trust me, that thought crossed my mind.
If women can do it, men can do it too.
Right? So my point being, if Jerry flipping a Jets fan off is the worst thing, we're in good shape.
I love this move. I want more of this, Jerry.
We really are,
He's ancient, okay?
He
doesn't have much time left. Flip off whoever you want, Jerry. That's one of the best things about getting old, is you can do stuff like that, and nobody can really say anything to you about it. Oh, he's from a different time. Hey. He doesn't know. He doesn't realize what he's doing, and he's so cute.
Speaking of getting old, you know who I thought about this morning, Diesel?
Hmm.
Do you know who I thought about this morning?
The possibilities are endless.
I thought about, and I don't know what triggered it. We haven't heard from Harold. Harold is not in the upset picks challenge.
Man, now you just had to bum me out.
But I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying.
You implied it.
I'm just saying maybe he's forgotten about us.
Come on. Have you?
Maybe he's forgotten about
us. You've seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You know about the implication.
But Harold told us that he was going to win the upset picks challenge. You remember that?
Do any Tolos know Harold? Do any Tolos know where he is, if he's okay? Let us know. Have him call us.
Hadn't heard. And I did something even further than that. I was looking online. I miss Harold. I don't know. I miss him. I miss Harold. I hope he's okay. He was really excited about the upset picks challenge, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. Diesel, it's time to get to our Daily Wires, the buzz that's happening next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.